Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
I'm Greg Gillespie on Family Life, and today we speak with an expert from the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Michael Manos is the clinical director for the ADHD Center for Evaluation and Treatment. The issue of electronic devices, and we know that people of all ages are certainly involved with a lot of screen time and device time, but in your work as a pediatric psychologist, what are the medical complexities that come up when a young person is constantly on an electronic device?
Well, I thank the good Lord, of course, that people are not constantly on an electronic device, but there is certainly concern in our everyday world that people are using screens way too much. There are even some advantages to screens, but from the perspective of human behavior and human interaction, there can be certainly some negative effects as well.
For those that it becomes a problem or an addiction, what are the behavioral signs to look for that there's just too much screen time for an individual?
That's an excellent question, because people who come into the office, for example, describe the behaviors of their children. Children can become much more emotionally labile. That is, they lose their temper or they tantrum much more readily when they are deprived of screens.
For parents, what are they supposed to do to make it so it is a positive experience of talking about how video games work, how much time they're spending on social media? Obviously, there's no one-size-fits-all answer, but can you guide parents on what they can do to help their young people not get bogged down in this screen time?
So that's the question of the age, isn't it? The first thing that people recommend that parents do is to limit screen time. So the opportunity to manage screen time is a tremendous opportunity for negotiation between parent and child. A child, of course, many times will demand access to their phone 24 hours a day. And that in and of itself is not recommended, because certainly that children stay up until all hours on their phones, and the capacity to do so interferes with the onset of sleep, because the blue-white light of the screens can inhibit the production of melatonin, which induces sleep. Screen time before bed can actually inhibit sleep.
In order to get a good night's sleep and succeed the next day, whatever the age is, there should not be a device that you take to bed.
No television in the bedroom, and phones removed from the bedroom at night. Now, parents have to also watch out for this, because as adults, we are also slaves to our phones in many ways. And we respond to phones constantly throughout the day as if it's a dire emergency all the time. And of course, it's not. So modeling appropriate screen behavior is very important for a parent to do. But I do want to emphasize that professional organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics has set guidelines for the use and non-use of screens. And for example, children at the age of 3 years and younger should not have screens. Limited access to phones in the teenage years is also recommended. And as I said, that is a good opportunity for children and parents to engage in negotiation skills with each other and come to agreements as to how things are going to be managed in the household.
Dr. Michael Manos is a staff psychologist at the Cleveland Clinic, where he is involved with the Center for Pediatric Behavioral Health. Thank you for being with us for this special interview on our noon news feature on Family Life. I'm Greg Gillespie, Family Life News.